In this episode, we're going to be looking at the Eucharist. The Eucharist is usually called the Mass by Roman Catholics. It's a reenactment of Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, remembering that Jesus told his followers, "Do this in memory of me." Catholics believe that the bread and wine blessed at Mass become the body and blood of Christ. This is known as the real presence or transubstantiation. Catholics also believe that the Mass is a reenactment of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, and the Mass is sometimes referred to as the sacrifice of the Mass. As we hear, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." That's from the Gospel of Matthew. And in Acts it says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer." And from the Catechism we hear, "The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. For in the Blessed Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the Church, namely Christ himself." Catholics consider the Eucharist the source and summit of Christian life, because by participating in the Eucharist, they are receiving Christ himself. Catholic theology also teaches that the Mass is a foretaste of the union that people will have with God in heaven. They believe it also gives them the grace to go out and live the Christian life. So let's try and complete those quotes we just heard about the Eucharist. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Catholics believe that the bread and wine blessed at Mass become the body and blood of Christ. What's this belief called? That's transubstantiation. The celebration of Mass or the Eucharist has a number of different parts. There's a penitential rite, which is an established ceremonial or religious act, where those present confess they are sinners and ask for forgiveness. There are readings from the Bible. The bread and wine are then taken, and a special prayer of blessing and thanksgiving is said over it. The people present receive the bread and wine, now believed to be the body and blood of Christ. And at the end of the celebration, they are sent forth to witness Christ in their lives. So what aspects of the Eucharist become the blood and body of Christ? The bread becomes his body, and the wine becomes his blood. And what do those present at the Eucharist do as part of the penitential rite? They confess their sinners and ask for forgiveness. Catholics believe that bread and wine at Mass become the body and blood of Christ by a miracle called transubstantiation. This means they believe in the real presence, which means that Jesus is truly present in the bread and wine. Many other Christians celebrate the Eucharist, following Jesus' command to celebrate it in his memory. However, most do not believe in the real presence. Some believe, for example, that the bread and wine merely symbolise the presence of Jesus. Protestants also reject the idea that the Eucharist is a reenactment of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, saying that Jesus' sacrifice can never be repeated. Catholic parishes celebrate Mass almost every day because they believe it is such an important source of grace. Most Protestants only celebrate on Sundays, and some Christian groups do not celebrate it at all. So, to recap some of the connections between Catholics and Protestants, we know that Catholics celebrate the Eucharist almost daily, and they believe in transubstantiation, whereas Protestants celebrate it only on Sundays, and they reject the idea that the Eucharist is a reenactment of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And what do some non-Catholic Christians believe about the bread and wine at the Eucharist? They become the body and blood of Christ. Note that it symbolises Jesus' presence, And Catholics believe that the bread and wine blessed at Mass become the body and blood of Christ. This is known as the real presence or transubstantiation. What are the different parts of the Eucharist? So the people present receive these, which are now believed to be the body and blood of Christ. That's the receiving of the bread and wine. And what's taken from the Bible? Readings. And what do some non-Catholic Christians believe about the bread and the wine at the Eucharist? That's that it symbolises Jesus' presence. And do Catholics or Protestants celebrate Mass almost every day? Believe the bread and wine at Mass become the body and blood of Christ by a miracle called transubstantiation. That's Catholics, which means that Protestants only celebrate Mass on Sundays, reject the idea that the Eucharist is a reenactment of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. That's all you need to know about the Eucharist.
If this episode's got you in the mood for more revision, or you just realised how close your exams are, then just head over to senecalearning.com, where you can revise all of your GCSE subjects absolutely free. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, you'll find the link in the bio. If not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow all of our revised podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people find our podcasts.